My trust is in God. But then on the other side, are you living by faith? If your life does not reflect that God is in you, then your confidence and boast that God keeps you is in vain. For James says, if your life does not reflect your faith, then your faith is in vain. Paul expressed his assurance, saying, I am confident, I am persuaded that I am able to commit that, speaking about his salvation, to the day of Jesus Christ. Jude says he is able to present us faultless, without spot, with exceeding joy. But Peter once again here reminds them of their conduct of life that is based upon the work of Christ in them.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese of Calvary Chapel, Pasadena, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We're glad you've joined us and want to mention that today's message, as always, is available on CD and cassette for anyone who gets in touch. To make your request, give us a call at 800-651-8352. Or you can write us at 2200 East Colorado Boulevard, Pasadena, California, 91107. And that phone number once again is 800-651-8352. Simple Truths is presented by Calvary Chapel, Pasadena.
KKLA FM, Los Angeles, Orange County, and worldwide at KKLA.com, celebrating 25 years of ministry.
This is Johnny Erickson Tata from Johnny and Friends. And every evening after work, you can always catch me listening to KKLA as I drive down the 101. Congratulations, KKLA, on your 25 years of ministry.
Thank you, Johnny. And the Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, right here on 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason.
This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Hello, hello, hello. It's so good to be back with you guys today. No matter where you drive, if you're driving, if you're working in the yard, getting ready for something tonight, we have 60 minutes of impact, just impact. I have two really wonderful guests that are going to be with me today. And the subject or the topic that we're going to talk about today is our words, affirmation, how our words affect us. And I really took a lot of time to deal with this today. I've spent all morning actually dealing with this today because I felt it was so crucial to the future of everyone listening is our words. And there's some scriptures to back this up. Mark 11:23 says, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Each one of us has a specific purpose that we were created to fulfill, but the devil doesn't want that to happen. The devil puts these lies in our minds and in our hearts and causes us not to be able to be successful and to produce the fruit that's necessary in order for God's kingdom to continue on and grow. So with me today, I have two wonderful people that have impacted my life personally. One is Dr. Jeffrey Malone. He's a chiropractor and diplomate in the American Clinical Board of Nutrition. He is in private practice in North Hollywood, California, specializing in the treatment of chronic health problems utilizing functional medicine, chiropractic, and cranial therapies. He's dedicated to impacting lives for optimal health. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you, Sue. Thanks for having me here today. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
Yes, it's so good. And Jeff is my personal chiropractor, and I can tell you he does wonderful work. He's got healing hands that are just amazing. Also with me today, I have Boaz Rochwerger. Boaz, you're going to have to say that name for me better than I'm saying for you. And he was born in Israel and immigrated to the U.S. when he was 9. He is a founder and president of Boaz Power Corp, a Los Angeles-based high-performance consulting firm. He has been a professional business speaker for major corporations and a personal coach and CEOs for more than 25 years. He's an author of The Tiberius Transformation, How to Change Your Life in Less Than 8 Minutes a Day. Boaz is also the host and executive producer of his own worldwide web TV show, Boaz Power TV. Welcome, Boaz.
Thank you, Sue. I'm delighted to be here. It is an honor and a pleasure, and I've known you for a number of years, and your audience is very lucky to have you doing this program.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Boaz. Well, I feel they're very blessed to have you listen to today. We have so much to talk about. You know, Boaz, I know you and Jeff will both agree that, you know, we don't have to be the most talented or the greatest in anything, you know, because God just wants us to be obedient and willing. And our words and what we allow into our space, into our bodies, affect the outcome, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So our words become our realities, and people don't realize that. Many people go around saying things they don't really want. You know, I hear people in my seminars, I hear somebody whispering, you know, I'm really clumsy. Well, give them about 10 minutes, they're about to trip over something. Had a lady walk down the middle aisle of one of my big seminars. She's carrying a big cup of Coke, sits down in the front row, places it on the carpet below her, and I can hear her whisper to the lady next to her, "Watch me spill this." 10 minutes later, they're mopping it up. And so especially at this particular time when people are having so many challenges with money, they've got to be careful what they're saying because their words become a reality. And if we say long enough that I'm struggling with money, well, I don't believe God wants us to do that. And
no.
The universe then shows us how much the struggle will be.
Yes, God wants us to be good stewards.
Right. So my main concept is if it's not what you want, don't say it.
Correct. Because what happens is that we say it and then we hear it. It gets into our heart and it's like a cycle. And it just keeps on going. So we want to put positive in.
Absolutely. It's like a computer. Sue, I'm sure you've heard the term GIGO, garbage in, garbage out.
Correct.
If we program a computer with very bad software, there is no big guess as to what kind of output we're going to get. Well, we have more power in our brains than any computer man ever created. God gave us that amazing power. And it's how we use it that makes all the difference in the world. Because even right now, even during great financial challenges, there are some people who are doing great, even no matter what has happened to them. It's not what happens, it's how we react.
Right. And we have a choice in that, don't we?
We do. We do. It's certainly a choice. At any given moment, it's the way we look at things. You know, my mother lost her whole family in the Holocaust, and yet she had the most positive attitude of anybody I've ever known because she said, "I choose to do that."
Correct.
So every day when we wake up, we have choices. Which way do I want to go? How do I want to look at it? The glass is either half full or half empty. Either way you look at it, you're right. One way is beneficial to you. The other way is not. And so if people stop going after success, going after money, but rather have the faith, which I know you promote tremendously, that it will come to them, and to believe that I can attract as opposed to I need to go after it and come from a point of appreciation to God for being alive, for being healthy. Did you wake up this morning? Well, would you rather die during the night? Oh, you have something great to report. You woke up.
Right.
That's
you know,
start.
Boaz, my dad, God rest his soul, but my dad used to say to me when I was little, you know, you're like a bull in a china closet. And I'm now a competitive dancer.
Yes.
So, you know, we have a choice on whether we're going to receive what other people say. And I've had people that are really close to me, and I said, boy, I'm sure glad God doesn't see me through your eyes. And I'm sure glad that God doesn't say those things about me, because those are not truth. That's not truth. And I am choosing not to receive what you are saying to me right now, because I don't believe that that's truth.
Yeah. See, there are two types of people in our lives, Sue. I know you know it because I teach this in my seminars. People are either part of the building crew or part of the wrecking crew. And I do believe that God wants us to hang around people who are part of the building crew. So I'm a very busy fellow.
Yes, you are.
But I have plenty of time for people who are part of the building crew, like you, Sue.
Yes.
But for anybody who's part of the wrecking crew, I don't have much time at all. I'm sure I got to be somewhere, and it's not here. So I limit my exposure to people who are part of the wrecking crew because I'm allergic to them. I break out in negative thoughts.
That's right, and we don't need that, do we? No. We have to guard. We guard our thoughts.
God gave us a brain and gave us a decision, an ability to decide, I'm not going to be around poison, which is negative thinking of people who want to drag me down, and that gives them an excuse for not acting and changing their own lives.
That's right. Listen, we're going to take, I just want to let everybody know that you're listening to 99.5, The Sue Freeze Show. If you would like to call in and talk to one of the guests or me, there is a phone number you can dial. So get a pen ready. Are you ready? It's 888-995-5552. That's pretty easy. 888-995-5552, Sue Freeze Show. So now, Jeff, I want to just go to you a little bit, because you deal with people that are coming and they're ailing in their bodies somewhere. And I can just, a personal note is that there's been times where, you know, I do physical activity and I kind of overdo it, as Jeff would tell you. I overdo it and then I call him and say, hey, I need to come and see you because I'm hurting. And there was one time where I couldn't even get out of bed. I mean, I was injured so bad. And there's people that don't believe in chiropractors. They think that they're not real. But I can tell you that from personal experience, there was nothing a doctor could do for me. And this isn't a commercial for you, Jeff, but it is a true fact that I could not get out of bed. And so I had help to get in to where I needed to go. And I went and saw Jeff, and Jeff made it to where I could walk. And so I am a believer because personally it affected me. But Jeff, he's got healing hands. He doesn't just, you walk in and you just crack, crack, boom, boom, and you're out the door. He actually takes time and he assesses the situation. In fact, I was there yesterday. And because my horse threw me and I landed on my back, and another story. Anyway, I'm talking. Jeff just says to me, Sue, stop talking. I'm trying to focus on your body right now. And I'm like, oh, okay. So he's very serious about what he does. So Jeff, you're a Christian.
Yes.
And we've had wonderful conversations about numerous things. But something you said to me, because I was talking about this show when you told me to be quiet the other day. And I was talking about how, you know, we have a choice of what we hear, what we say, what we eat, you know, everything from TV, radio, everything. And you're saying yes, and that you've seen the effects of people and their thoughts and feelings and how it affects their physical bodies. It affects their bodies. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, you can create these physical manifestations from what you're putting into your mind, the thoughts that you think to yourself, this inner speech that goes on inside our head. You know, you could call it your inner voice, the self-talk that happens that we say to ourselves. And it's usually a negative manner. It's usually in a negative aspect. It's usually not a good thing. These are things we say to ourselves when we're alone and we're down and out, and these things just oftentimes will repeat themselves. But there are things we can do to break those patterns and reverse those things. As I'm sure your guest Boaz has many tools to deal with that too. I have a few things that I give my patients to help deal with that as well.
Such as?
Meditation upon scriptures. I'll have them, if they are Christians, that's in particular my Christian patients who come in, are, you know, oftentimes they will be dealing with certain things. They feel like they're under oppression from the enemy. Maybe they're under a satanic attack or something, or they just feel like they're down, they're just beaten down. They don't have the energy to be doing God's calling, to be doing the work of Christ. And oftentimes it's not that they're under attack, they're actually just kind of toxic. Could be from the environment, but it could also be from the toxic stuff that they're putting into their brains. So I give them some easy practical tools in order to help to reverse that, what's referred to as stinking thinking. I'm sure you've heard
thinking.
Of that before.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So like I said, I have them meditate upon it, scripture. I'll have them find a couple of scriptural passages to help maybe deal with their particular, where they are at, what particular issues they're dealing with. And I have them meditate upon those scriptures maybe two or three times during a day. And also have them write out some positive affirmations, like maybe two or three positive affirmations. And these are things that they would write, sit down and actually think out and write these affirmations and say them out loud as they're writing them. And it's very important, actually, to speak them out loud. It's just out more, loud. You know, this isn't like a, you know, exactly. It's not like a magic thing, voodoo thing out
in the air.
This is actually just reinforcing it, putting it into your brain and into your mind to dwell on these things. And you actually treat, what the objective is to turn around those negative thoughts, that stinking thinking that you're putting into your brain, and reinforce that with positive thoughts about yourself and to build yourself up.
Right, and God has some things to say about who we are, and we're going to get into that. If you're just tuning in, you missed something, but you've still got more to come, so hang in there with us. And, you know, we've just got so much to say, and it's all about our words. We have two guests with us. We've got Jeff Malone, who's a chiropractor, and we've got Boaz, who is an amazing affirming person who coaches people on affirmations and how to change their lives from negatives to positives. I hope I'm doing this okay, Boaz.
Sure, you are.
You know, I actually, from a personal note, I met Boaz, I don't even know how many years ago, but he was just so inspiring to me personally. And we all have a choice, you know, on what we take in. And even non-Christians who hear Boaz, I mean, he says so many things, and you can apply it to the Christian point of view of, you know, the talk, our self-image, because God, we're supposed to be in His image, and His image is amazing. But we do these things to ourselves, and we have the devil there that's trying to destroy us because he doesn't want us to do the good work for God. He doesn't want us to be able to be successful and to prosper and just to do the things that God wants us to do because we were set out for a purpose. And so we have to guard what we're saying and doing, and we hear our own voice the most. I mean, our ears and our heart hears our voice the most. And that's why prayer is so powerful, is because we can pray internally and quietly, but it says where two or three are gathered. So why does it say that in the Bible, two or three are gathered? It's so that we can verbally out loud say a prayer so that we can hear our own voice, because we can, our soul hears our voice the best. And that self-talk that Jeff's talking about right now is we tend to go a negative route, and we got to train ourselves to go positive, don't we, Boaz?
Absolutely. So Jeff is right on the mark as far as affirmations. Most people are doing the affirmations, but in the wrong direction. I can't get ahead. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job. There is a huge one. I mean, that is literally a prayer in the wrong direction.
Right.
Say that enough, and you're going to be apprehensive, and you're going to create your own situation where people are going to see a lack of confidence, and before you know it, here it came. What a surprise. So my suggestion is take Jeff's thoughts and yours, combine them, and what if your listeners were to write down the three things that frustrate them the most? Maybe it deals with money, with health, with relationships. Those are usually the big three areas. And so if those were your three concerns, Sue, then I would have you write down affirmations for each one of those in a positive direction. If it's your health you're struggling with, I'd have you write down, I am a healthy person. And you may say, wait a minute, Boaz, but I've got arthritis, I've got this, I've got that. Okay, but would you like to improve on all of that?
Yes,
well, then
yes.
Let's write down, I am a healthy person, because I believe God wants us to be healthy. So if it was money for you, then instead of saying, every day I struggle with money, to say, money comes to me easily from all directions. How do you know it couldn't? And then, you know, if it's relationships, then you write down the way you want a relationship to be. I have a great relationship with myself or with my spouse or whatever. And then, as Jeff said, read those the first thing every morning and the last thing every night out loud, as you said, Sue. But the important thing is not to analyze it, because most people are going to sit there and say, well, wait a minute, I don't really have good health. Wait a minute, I am struggling with money. No. Just read it out loud, because isn't that, Sue, the most powerful form of prayer, to just say it before it becomes your reality? And do it for at least 30 days, and you'll be amazed. By then you'll begin to believe the words, and you will see the good things that will come into your life in those areas.
Yes, there, Matthew 12:34 says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we have to speak it. I was even doing some research on this, and we were talking about the gifts. And we've got the evident gifts of serving, encouraging, contributing, showing leadership, showing mercy. But the others are, and there's seven of them, prophecy, which is words, teaching, which you have to speak. You have to teach people by talking, miracles, healing, deaf, healing, tongues and interpretation, which tongues, of course, is speaking, and word of wisdom, word of knowledge, which is, again, speaking, distinguishing between spirits. So how many out of those are using our words? And I just that was like, I was like, wow, that's really, really something there. I thought that was amazing. And our self-image is what helps us produce or be all we can be. If somebody says, I want to do God's will, but I'm too tired, you know, well, no, and you get beat down, you get depressed or all these other things. It's because of that self-talk. And you're right, Boaz, when you said what you said about there's some people even in this down economy that are doing well. Why is that?
Well, because of their attitude. Because to me, attitude is everything. And people are saying, well, Boaz, you don't know. I'm depressed because this is not working and this is not working. Okay, first of all, you're declaring what you don't want. You're depressed. But let's take some action. Whenever you feel depressed, and I get depressed, and I teach this stuff, Sue, but I get depressed. But the point is, I cannot afford to stay depressed very long.
Right.
No matter how much money I make, I can never afford to stay depressed very long. So I have antidotes. You know, Sue, if you or Jeff were bitten by a poisonous snake, you certainly would want the antidote real quick.
Absolutely.
But most people are bitten by poisonous attitudes, and then they sit around and let themselves just die emotionally. So I don't want to do that, and I don't believe God wants me to do that, so I have antidotes. What are my antidotes? Number one, I can go take a walk. Number two, I can go walk on my treadmill. Number three, I could call a friend and cheer them up. I could call you, Sue, and cheer you up. You say, wait a minute, but I'm the one who's depressed. But do you want to stay depressed? Then go call somebody who needs to be cheered up and cheer them up. In other words, have a list of things that you can do. Go pick up a good positive book, pick up the Bible, read something, because that poison is going into your system, and the longer you wait, the more you're killing your own emotions. So if you really were under a timetable that in an hour from now you're going to be dead if you don't change your attitude, I believe you would do something. Hello, I got 59 and a half minutes, I better do something. So a key line I teach my audience members, Sue, is the following. What is the most productive thing I should be doing right now? Not could, should. What is the most productive thing I should be doing right now? I ask myself that question often. And of course, I know the answer. Okay, I got to go take a walk. I'll go get on my treadmill. I'll call a friend and cheer them up. I go to my antidotes. Does that make sense, Sue?
Absolutely. Makes total sense to me. What I was trying to say before, Boaz, I don't know where I went, but I was saying that I met you at a business function where you spoke, and I actually hired you to come in and speak to all of my employees. Remember
yes.
that?
It was a great, great event.
Yes, and you mentioned wonderful things there, and you asked each person to participate. They actually had to go inside themselves, and you had them write down something. Was it this? Was it the affirmations, or was it the things that are troubling them right then? I think that's what it was. Three things that were troubling them or that they had trouble with right then and there. And then you took those and you actually wrote an affirmation that helped them correct their thinking.
Exactly. For everybody. Everybody's bothered by something. So we identify what's bugging you right now. What's upsetting you? What do you get up at 2 in the morning and you're upset about? Is it your money, your health, your relationships? What is it? So whatever it is, let's focus on that. We don't have to change everything to improve our life. So if it is a money thing, then let's write an affirmation that goes the opposite of what you've been thinking. Because if you've been thinking lack of prosperity, you're helping that come about.
Right.
So let's turn it around. Let's do exactly what you've been doing, but in a better direction. That's all. So let's write an affirmation that states what you want, rather than what you don't want. Money, I'm having a tough time with money, is a very strong affirmation in the wrong direction.
Or I don't know why I stay in debt. I don't know why I'm still in debt. I don't know why.
Exactly.
It just, I don't know. I don't know how to fix it.
Exactly.
I've heard that. I have a friend that does that. And so what should that person do?
Okay. What that person should do is, I am happy living a debt-free life.
Wow. That's
powerful. I'm happy living a debt-free life. And you're saying to me, wait a minute, boys, you don't know how much debt I'm in. Well, you don't know how much debt I used to be in personally, too. Come on. But I've gotten out of it because it's not a way to move ahead. Or here's another good one for this particular time. I'm an expert money manager. I'm an expert money manager. You say that morning and evening, and before you know it, Sue, you're someplace, you want to buy something on a whim, And your subconscious says, wait a minute, you're an expert money manager. Would an expert money manager buy this? No. Now, if you want to buy it on a whim, get a picture taken of it, put it on your refrigerator, and if 30 days from now you still want to buy it on a whim, go get it. I bet you won't even touch it. What was I thinking?
Boaz, you get me so excited. I just get all, I don't know, you just get me excited about life, you know?
Well, isn't all of this based on faith?
It is. It's based on faith.
You're applying faith ahead of time.
That's right. That's what faith is.
Yes, but people tell me sometimes, wait a minute, Boaz, but I can't believe something I cannot see. Okay, let me ask you, what are you breathing? Do you see it? You have the faith that's going to be there every morning, don't you?
Yes. Oh,
hello.
Boy, that's pretty good. If you're just tuning in right now, boy, this has been a great show, and we've got more to come. If you want to call in, the phone number is 888-995-5552. This is the Sue Free Show, and we have with us today Boaz and Jeff, and we're talking about affirmation, how our words can change our lives or hinder our lives, cause us to stay where we are. I mean, my life, I feel that I'm always striving for more. I always strive for more in my own personal life. I want to be better tomorrow than I am today. That's not a bad thing. You know, people say, well, you know, you need to be content. I am content. I'm so thankful for everything, even the bad things that have happened in my life. I'm thankful for them because I wouldn't be who I am if those things had not happened. And so we turn those things around for good. We don't say, woe is me, I'm the victim. No, we say, you know what, today's another day. And today I'm going to do something different, or I'm going to be something different. And we have inside of us the power, with God's help, we have the power to change our lives for the rest of our lives. Today's the first day of the rest of our lives. So we need to do that, don't we?
Absolutely. And Sue, since money is such a big issue these days, may I give some four specific points that I followed in order to get out of heavy debt and in order to get my own life back? Okay, number one is to stop charging and pay in cash. Stop charging and paying cash. There used to be a concept in this country years ago where you saved money for something. And if you didn't have it, you didn't buy it. And then number two is to lower your standard of living. It doesn't mean you're going to live in poverty, but maybe not live in as expensive a place. Just live a little below your means for a while. It makes all the difference in the world. I've seen the difference in my own attitude between living in a very fancy place where I was trying to impress everybody. We were all going broke trying to impress each other. And when I lived in an apartment that was modest, but I was able to sleep at night and able to make great progress in getting my debts paid off. So stop charging, pay in cash, live a little below your means, pay off debts. Start with the smallest one first. Sue, there's incredible power in being debt-free, and everybody listening to your program right now can be that way within a matter of just a few years once they decide. And then their life can really move forward in a great way. And then to save money, save some money. Cash is king. People worry about their credit score. Hello, I'd rather have a bunch of cash in the bank because then I state my own credit score as opposed to worrying about it. And I believe this is a biblical term, if I'm not mistaken, that I'd rather be a lender than a borrower.
Okay. That's very good. I hope people wrote that down because that's all really good information.
Very basic concepts. And yet most people are missing the boat, and they continue to wonder, why am I struggling? Well, they're probably living above their means. They're probably using credit cards, you know, way above the way they should. Wait a minute. My idea, high finance years ago, Sue, was to use my Visa bill to pay my MasterCard. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
That would be funny if it wasn't miserable.
It's miserable.
And so the point is, I've changed those ways. I finally got it, and life is much more peaceful now when I don't have debts.
Yes.
It's incredible, and the power to move ahead is much stronger.
Right, and there are a lot of people that are even more right now just because of the way things are.
But it doesn't take much to turn things around.
That's true. That's true.
Simple decisions,
that's it. We have a choice in every matter.
Exactly.
And I say that our attitude determines our altitude.
Exactly.
Yes. So, Jeff, I'm gonna come back to you now, because as a Christian, there's unique or particular problems that you see when you treat fellow members in the body of Christ.
Sure. As I discussed before, you know, sometimes people express those. They may have express feelings of depression or guilt. They may say they just don't have the energy to go out and work for the cause of Christ, give it their all, or they feel they just don't have the power to live a victorious Christian life in this world. Others, again, may express feelings of, like they are under oppression from the enemy. You know, while it may be true that people do experience these things from time to time, a great deal of time it's because they are toxic, either from toxic thinking, ideas that are coming into their head, or they do get, they're toxic because of stuff that's in the air, right. Toxins from the air they breathe, that's in the water they drink, and it's in the food they eat.
So the words are really important, and like we talked about before, if you've just tuned in, this is 99.5, the Sue Freeze Show, and we're talking about our words and how powerful they are. And they can be both they can be both powerful, positive, or negative. And so we have to guard our mouths. I'm going to tell you a little story right now about a story I heard about a woman who... She went to doctor after doctor, and they couldn't find anything wrong with her. But her symptoms were is that she had these fevers, these hot flash fevers. But she was really, really hot. And so she'd go to the doctor. She went to a chiropractor. She went to all the medical, scientific things they could come up with. So then they said, "We can't find anything physically wrong with you. Maybe you should go to your priest, pastor, whatever." And so she did that. And after talking to a psychologist, psychiatrist, the scientists, the doctors, the pastors, there was a gentleman who said, "You know, I have researched, I've done everything I can, I've listened to your story, and the only thing that I can say is that I hear you when you talk, and something you say quite frequently is that really burns me up." And so the suggestion was for her to stop saying "that really burns me up." And do you know that within 2 to 3 weeks of her to stop saying "that really burns me up," she didn't have any more of these fevers? And that's how powerful our words are. What are you saying, listener? What are you saying to yourself in private time, in public time? I hear people say, "Oh, that was really stupid of me." Well, no, it's not stupid of you. You just did something a little wrong. I have employees all the time. I had one single mother who said, "You know, oh, my child is such a pig." And I went, "Oh, please don't ever say that again. Not in my presence. Don't say that again. Your child is a gift from God." And that's what you need to tell to your child. You need to tell your child it's a gift from God, not that they're a pig. They might be messy and they might need some, you know, clean up your room skills, but they're not a pig. You know, we just need to be careful what we say to our children, to our spouses, to our friends, to our coworkers. So let's be careful what we say, and let's be careful and guard ourselves on what we say to ourselves. Because, you know, what does God say? What does God say about us? God says, "I am a winner. I'm a child of Almighty God. I can do all things through Christ. I am born to win. I'm an overcomer. I am a becomer," meaning that we aren't who we're going to become. We are who we are right now, but we have an option. We have a choice to be something different. So if you're just tuning in now, it's the Sue Freeze Show, KKLA 99.5. Phone number, if you want to dial in, you're probably driving and you can't. But if you can and you want to talk to one of our guests here, which is Jeff, the chiropractor, who's an amazing healer with his hands, and Boaz, who is in my opinion, the affirmation king. I mean, he just has it together when it comes to affirmation. He just energizes me like nobody. 888-995-5552. Sue Freeze Show. I also have a blog now. Wow, I'm moving up in the world. It's blogsuefreeze.com if you want to tune into that.
Sue, may I add something about your medical thing that you talked about a moment ago?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was doing a seminar in Milwaukee or Minnesota somewhere a few years ago, and as you know, when I work with groups of CEOs, I ask everybody, "What would you like to change about you?" Just like we did with your employees at your company.
Yes.
And one gentleman said to me, "I am struggling with cancer." I said, "Excuse me? Do you know the picture I get? I see you down on the mat wrestling with cancer, and you're losing the match. I don't think that's a very good picture that's going to help you. Can we change your picture? I see you as the general of your army. You have reinforcements coming, and you are winning this war. Do you get it?" And he said, "Yes." I guess I was a bit forceful. And Sue, as I was driving to the airport that afternoon, that same gentleman called me and said, thank you for shaking me into some realities. And then 1 week later, I had one of the greatest calls I've ever had from people in my audiences. Same gentleman, and he says, Boaz, I just went to my doctor. He cannot believe the improvement in my blood count in 1 week. I said, General, sir, it's a pleasure to be in your army.
That is an awesome, awesome story. And doesn't that just say what we're saying?
Exactly. I've heard stories, and all of us have, of two people in a hospital, same illness, same prognosis, one lives and one dies. What was the difference? The way they saw themselves. One saw himself already dead, the other saw himself alive, and lo and behold, they both were right.
I've had nurses say that too. You know, the power of wanting to live.
Exactly. I've almost died three times in my life. You know my story, Sue. And each time my life was saved because of my attitude toward the moment. It was just a moment. That's all it was. Mother taught me, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. It's just a moment. And if we make the current financial challenges a moment, that's all it'll be. But if we make it a lifetime monster, that's exactly what it'll be.
That is so good, Boaz. I am so glad you're on this show. We have to go to commercial now, so let's go to commercial. And you guys hang on the line, okay?
All right.
Are raising insurance premiums making it unaffordable to offer quality benefits to your employees? Well, before you throw in the towel on providing affordable employee benefits, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services, the benefits specialist. Denon Simpson saved her clients over $4 million in premiums last year while offering extra benefits like heart scans, stroke scans, even chair massages. Let your employees know how much you appreciate them by offering them a comprehensive benefits package that's easy to manage and affordable. Denon Simpson serves companies throughout Southern California. Clients like Make-A-Wish, A American Self-Storage, the Four Square Denomination, and ministries around the world. They love an opportunity to save your company thousands too, while providing a culture of wellness and safety. If you're responsible for the health and safety of your employees, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services today at 818-676-0044. That's Denon Simpson Insurance Services for a free evaluation. 818-676-0044. Denon Simpson, the benefit specialist.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back again. Thank you for joining us. If you're just joining in, it's 99.5. This is the Sue Freeze Show, and we have two wonderful, wonderful guests with us today. We have Jeff Malone, a chiropractor, Christian chiropractor, and we have Boaz. Say your last name.
Rauschwerger.
See, I totally destroyed that. I apologize.
Isn't it a mouthful?
It is a mouthful. I'd rather you say it than me.
I once left a long-distance call. Operator called back, said we now have the call ready for Boo's Ranch Wagon. I said, operator, wait a minute. Could that be Boaz Rauschwerger? She said, as far as I'm concerned, it could be anything.
Yes, that's true, huh? I had my maiden name was Schellenberger, and now it says Freeze, but it's spelt Fries. So I say I went from burger to fries. And people laugh. They think it's funny. But yes. I had 13 letters in mind, but it just wasn't as difficult to say as yours. So I apologize for...
No problem.
Yeah. Okay, so where we were is we were talking about how powerful our words are and us speaking to ourselves and any issues that we have that we're facing right now, our troubles, that we could be speaking those troubles to continue just by what we're saying to ourselves in the quietness of our own brain. It doesn't even have to come out of our mouths. We just are thinking it, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, so we need to stop that, and we need to change that. And we, you know, the song that I've chosen for the beginning is Dare to Believe. And we need to make a choice to dare to believe that we can make a change, because we can. We have the power within us. God's in us. And we have the power to change those negative things to where we can do all, we can do mighty things. But we have to change our stinking thinking, as Jeff put it.
Absolutely. And the thing is, when those thoughts do creep into your mind, which they will, is you need to reverse those and flip those negative thoughts and turn it around into a positive affirmation immediately, because you don't want those negative words to have any kind of foothold on your life and on your thought processes.
That's true. When we do have these negative thoughts, it hurts our self-image, doesn't it? And our self-image causes us to feel that we're less than, or that we're unworthy, and that we can't do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's a lie. It's a lie, and we are allowing those lies, so we got to stop that. So anytime you catch yourself, Boaz, stop me if I'm wrong, but anytime you catch yourself and you go, why did I just say that? No, that is not true. I don't mean that. We have to change that. And you're saying that we take those negative thoughts and write down a positive thought. And even if it's not true right here, right now, it just takes a few. How long does it take?
Well, it can take, you know, like Jeff said, you act quickly. It can take seconds. And those are the most important seconds, literally, in our life at that moment, because if we don't turn them around, that we're drinking more of the poison. And eventually enough poison, you know, pretty well kills our emotional self. And so he's so right that you've got to do something instantly, and you've got to have some antidotes and to say positive affirmations. I sometimes teach people in my audiences to pretend like you're two different people. You've got the negative part, half of you, and the positive half of you. So talk to the negative half as if it's another person. Say, wait a minute, what you just said, that we're no good with money, that is not something that's productive for us. We're not going to go in that direction. We're going in a different direction, and we're going to state positive affirmations that good things do happen to us with money, and literally over-talk that other person. Overlay. You know, in a computer program, you can overlay a new program. You know, Sue, sometimes when we download one program or one email attachment, and then we get it again, and the computer asks us, do you want to, you know, do away with the old file and replace it with a new one. You know, the computer asks us that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so it's the same thing with our brain. I want to overlay the bad program with a new program, so not only by stating affirmations out loud, positive ones, but maybe get a piece of paper. So if you're talking again about money, then write down, I am a good money manager, and keep writing it over and over and over. Remember, like kids, when we'd get in trouble at school, we'd have to write something on the board 100 times? So when we physically write something, it forces us to focus, because if we don't, we're not going to be able to write it, and just write down what you want in one statement over and over and over and over until you think, well, this is silly. Well, what's silly is going in the other direction. This is productive.
That's really good. You know, we have a caller. Her name is Sally from Encino, and she says she has a question regarding her relationship with her husband. Sally, are you on?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
I'm so sorry to keep you waiting.
That's okay. I'm glad I can talk to you. I really am a believer in the idea of positive thinking, and certainly have seen how it's helped me in life. But I've been in a marriage almost 20 years, and my husband deals with personality disorder issues, which oftentimes causes great problems with his thinking and impulses. And it has really... While for a number of years I tried to manage through it, it has gotten excruciatingly difficult. We've been separated for a number of years. I'm probably going to have to be in a situation of going through a divorce because of sporadic employment on his part. I might be put in, you know, a situation of having to deal with paying him alimony. It just seems to be piling up. And it's very, very hard to keep a positive attitude or even feel like I can get through this. And one of the issues as well is the amount of effort it has taken to try to be positive in dealing with him and our children, it's just been very draining. So I could use any insights.
Well, I'm sorry you're having to go through that. And we do know, even though it doesn't feel like it at the time, that Christ won't, you know, he won't give us more than we can handle.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like that sometimes, does it?
Right.
Boaz, so your question is, you know, how to keep going. You just got to keep going. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But it is difficult to keep that positive. But you do need to do that. And you need to realize that, you know, there is going to be light at the end of this tunnel. You do have two children that are depending on that. You
right.
did say two?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Boaz, do you have anything to help Sally?
Sure. So it's like, you know, if an accountant wants to find out what your financial life looks like, Sue, they usually do a ledger sheet, don't they?
Yes.
Assets, liabilities. And you want to know at the bottom of the page, you know, where are we? And so I would ask our caller directly, what are two or three things that are really good and positive in your life?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Definitely my faith and my children.
And do you have reasonably good health?
Yes.
Okay, then please get a piece of paper.
Okay.
So we're looking at faith, children, health. And would you also say that even though it is challenging to make the money work, do you have a regular income?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's write a positive affirmation that defines what we are grateful for, because what if in one instant, God forbid, your children are gone, you have no faith, your health is deteriorating, and there's no income? That's pretty bitter. And then what if 3 minutes later I say, wait a minute, we're giving you back your faith, we're giving you back your children, we're giving you back your health, and you've got a steady income? I do believe we'd be thrilled, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Okay, so let's write down what we do have on the asset side of the page. I understand there are some liabilities, but at least we can do something about those liabilities. It may be inconvenient and it may take some time, but would we give up our faith, our children, our health, and our income to get rid of those liabilities instantly?
No.
We would not give up our faith, children, health, or income, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's write down. I have great faith, great children, good health, and income. I am blessed and powerful. I am blessed and powerful. I have faith, great children, good health, and a steady income. I am blessed and powerful. And I suggest that you put that on a card, laminate it. You can go buy, you know, FedEx Kinko's for $1.25 or something. You laminate it on a card about the size of a business card and carry that card with you at all times. And anytime you get a negative thought, as Jeff said a while ago, that's the devil trying to take you backwards. Anytime you have a negative thought, say to that negative side of you, wait a minute, hello, I've had an accountant look at my ledger sheet, and I have some very good things on the asset side. Take your card out and read it, and read it several times over slowly, and think about what you're reading, and that'll be an attitude adjustment that works instantly. Even if you have to do it 10 times a day for a while, after a while it'll become automatic, where you'll just say, nope, not going that way. Excuse me, we do have some things we wouldn't give up for anything that are very positive in my life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's your antidote. Anytime you start thinking negatively about your situation, that's poison. Get the antidote, pick up your card, read it out loud. Don't share it with anybody who's not going to be totally supportive. I don't want anybody criticizing your comments on your card. And just keep reading it out loud every day. Because realize, if you won't do it as much for yourself, you certainly will do it for your children, won't you? Because you want them to look at life as it what it could be rather than what it is. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right, yep. So there's an embedded lesson that your children will love. And anytime they get depressed about anything, say, wait a minute, let me show you what I'm doing. why don't we do that about your schoolwork or about any other challenges that you have? Let's write it the way we want it to be, and let's write down what we're appreciative of. Sue, does that make sense?
Oh, Boaz, that's great. Sally, I hope that's been helpful, and thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Boaz, why do you say that the first 15 minutes of each day are so important? And before you answer that, I just want to let the listeners that are just popping in, I'm sorry you've missed so much of the show because it's been an awesome show. It's 99.5 Sue Freeze Show, and a caller just called in at the number 888-995-5552. So let's go to the 15 minutes of each day. They're so important. The first 15, when you first wake up in the morning, why is that?
Okay, because that sets the mood for the whole day. You know, whatever we're thinking about the first thing in the morning, generally it's something that we're concerned about, something we've dreamt about. You know, if we were worried about something before we went to sleep, the brain worked on it during the night. And so we're sort of setting the groundwork for the day. It's like the beginning of a race. You know, many times in the 100-yard sprint, you know, in the Olympics, how people get off of those blocks makes all the difference in the world. And everybody wants to get off fast because that gets you going. So the first 15 minutes of the day is critically important. It sets our mood for the whole day. And what do most people do first thing in the morning? Well, I used to be a newscaster. They turn on radio or television news, look at the paper. And when I was a newscaster, they did not tell us, Sue, to look for the positive stories. They told us to look for murder and mayhem because that's what most people watch and listen to. By the way, all of your listeners, the worst thing they could do before they go to sleep is watch the late news. They're programming their mind for violence. Have a nice night.
Right.
But let's say they do something more pleasant, wake up in the morning, read about a famine in Africa. Is there anything you can do about it this morning? I don't think so. Later in the week, you can tithe some money at church, you can help, you can volunteer, but not right now. So what benefit was it? I figure if something important happens, somebody will let you know. So stop the paper for a while, turn off radio or television news, listen to something upbeat first thing in the morning, go read your Bible. You know, do something positive the first 15 minutes, say a few positive affirmations, and it'll make all the difference in the rest of your day.
And you want to make those affirmations applicable to that each individual person. So they need to make those applications,
exactly,
those affirmations that are for them. You know, I own a termite and pest control company, Ecola. This isn't a commercial. I'm just saying that. And, you know, I do my best decision making or come up with my best ideas when I'm brushing my teeth first thing in the morning. And it's because I went to bed thinking about how can I resolve this issue? What can I do about this? This person, this, what, you know, whatever. And, or how can I come up with this or that? And I wake up and it's like amazing how I come up with these things when I should just brush my teeth all day long, because what I come up with when I'm brushing my teeth is just amazing. And it's kind of that thing what you were saying about, you know, I went to bed with a thought process going on. Our brain continues working while we're sleeping. And in fact, when you get into that certain stage of sleep or rest, your brain can actually think better. So that's kind of good what you said there about that, because that's true with me for sure.
And Sue, there's a follow-up to that point. Let's go back to the moment you were falling asleep. A lot of people these days are having problems going to sleep.
Oh, me.
Concerned
me too.
About their challenges. Let's get that resolved for everybody right now.
Okay.
Okay. So instead of laying there and letting your mind go in circles, so I'm worried about this, I'm worried about money, I'm worried about relationships, I'm worried about my health, your mind is going around in circles, and most people's minds are like concrete, all mixed up and well set. And so what I suggest as you lay down is think about what's bugging you the most, what's bothering you, what's upsetting you the most, and then simply ask God a question over and over. So let's say it's about health. So the question would be, how can I resolve my health problem? That's the question, and keep saying it to yourself over and over. Same question until you fall asleep. Same question. What you're doing, one, is you're focusing your mind on one thought, so it's not going in circles and it'll keep you awake. And secondly, you're going to allow God and the universe and your brain to work on that question throughout the night. And as you just said, how many times have you awakened in the morning and the problem last night doesn't seem as tough now? It's because your brain was working on it during the night, but most people don't program the brain. Well, I'll just go to sleep. Let the brain do whatever it wants during the night. It's a very expensive machine, but who cares to program it in the right direction?
Right.
So ask the question over and over. If you have a problem at work, how can I resolve the XYZ problem at work? How can I resolve the XYZ problem at work? Keep asking the question in your mind over and over, and if you wander away from it, come back to it. And before you know it, you fall asleep peacefully in the morning. Chances are you'll wake up with a great idea.
That's really good advice, and I'm going to follow it because I have trouble sleeping.
I'm sorry. Did you say you used to have trouble sleeping?
Oh, you got me. I used to have trouble sleeping.
I want to hear correctly.
Yes, I have no trouble sleeping anymore.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. See, I just need to have you around all the time to remind me of those things. See, I just did it, guys. You listening? This is the Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5. It's almost too late to call in now, which is a shame that this show's almost over. You know, you were mentioning about not getting the paper and not looking at listening to the news. I have some friends that really don't have very much money. They're really struggling. They're in debt, and they still pay for the paper. And amazing. I just think that that's amazing that they do that. First of all, it's negative input and negative output because of the money. And then I think, well, maybe if they use the coupons and cut them out, maybe they saved more than they spent on the paper. I don't know. I feel like, you know, I see people that I love so dearly and I see them in debt and I'm like, I see the answers. I know what they could do to fix the problem. But sometimes it's just so hard to speak that because they're not going to take it right. It's just difficult.
Yep. Yeah.
So I don't know how, you know, what to do about that. And
okay. The only thing we can do for anybody else is we can't really tell anybody else anything.
No, you can't.
Whichever way people think, they're right in their own mind.
I know.
Whether you think something is black or white, whichever way you see it, you're right. But what I can do is show by example and just drop some hints. And to say, you know, Sue, I was struggling the other day and I got to thinking, I'm buying the paper every morning. How much of a waste is that? And I never get anything positive out of it. So, you know, I decided not to do that anymore. I'm just going to put the money in an envelope and save it every day. By the way, there is a quick way that people can change their relationship with money, Sue. I know you have heard this in my seminars. Carry a $100 bill. Why? It makes you feel prosperous. Only 3% of the people in this country carry a $100 bill. Because most people just look at ones, fives, and tens in their wallets or purses, and the mind says, I'm not worth much. But you look at your wallet or purse, you see a $100 bill, whoa, I am prosperous. And then I know God wants us to be prosperous, and then put some 20s around the house, on the end table by the bed, on the counter of the bathroom, on the counter of the kitchen. If you have teenagers, tape it down real good. The point is, whatever you focus on expands. So if you focus on a lot of cash, it'll come to you, and then start saving a dollar a day in an envelope. And before you know it, you'll have enough to open a savings account, and your mind suddenly sees a lot of cash around you. And don't get carried away, all the listeners, thinking that I'm thinking that money is the answer to everything. It isn't.
No,
but listen,
not.
You could be miserable in a better part of town. And how can you give money to your church if you don't have it?
That's right. Good point. Good point. Very good point. So we're wrapping up now, and it's a shame, and I'm sad to see that this hour is almost over. And in our parting time, Boaz, if you had one more thing that you wanted to just bless people with, what would that be?
Okay, that attitude is everything. And I wanted to ask Jeff a question. Jeff, have you not seen how much more stressed people become when they think negative thoughts and how much tougher it is to get their body back in shape when they come to see you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The power of the mind has a dramatic impact on what people are experiencing physically, emotionally, biochemically. It's just incredible.
And you could try to work on somebody, but if they don't change their thoughts, they'll be back next week with the same stresses and strains in their bones and their bodies.
Absolutely. Got to get down to the root cause of that. What is impacting their lives? You know, and oftentimes it's unresolved stuff. It's stuff that, again, it's that self-talk, the stuff that's going on inside their head that's driving all of that.
And you can adjust, if I'm not mistaken, you can adjust their bones, but we got to first adjust their minds.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Then everything you do will work.
Correct.
So there is hope for anyone and everyone, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you feel is causing your bad self-image or what's happening in your life. It cannot stand in the way of your developing a good one if you see yourself as God sees you. And, you know, in the image of God, you can do all things. So what we need to start with is what does God say about us? Who are we in Christ? And then we need to affirm ourselves in that way, be positive about what's going on in our lives. And not everything is positive, believe me. I've been through trials and tribulations, and I can tell you, it's not easy. And sometimes we feel that we're just not going to make it through another day. But we do make it through the next day. And for Sally, I just encourage you to just hang in there. You know, it's just, it is tough. But you know what? It's not too tough. And we can make it. but we have to talk positive. And I loved what you said, Boaz, to Sally and to all of us listening, you know, that we need to affirm ourselves because we're worth it, and we need to, and we can make a change. What was, you know, I say this year, what it is, you know, it is what it is, but it doesn't have to stay what it is. And we need to take control, take in charge of our lives, and dare to believe that we can make a difference. And we can make a difference in our lives. And when we do that, we can make a difference in those that we come in contact with. And isn't that what we're called to do? We're called to make a difference in our lives and those around us. We impact each other.
Until we have that more strong, positive feeling in our mind, may I give everybody a thought? Let's fake it till we make it.
I like that. That's
really
good.
And isn't that what faith is about?
It is. It is. Boaz, thank you so much for being a part. And Jeff, thank you so much for being with us. I'm going to have you both back because we've had a great time today. And we are forgiven. Listen to this song. I love this song. And we are forgiven. We are worthy to receive everything God has for us. And don't believe anything less. Until next week, Sue Free Show.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
What would happen if your computer network went down? It happens every day to businesses large and small. Imagine losing financial records, days of work, or even your entire client database. How damaging would that be? Imagine how different your life would be if you could find out about a computer disaster before it happened. With NSI's free network analysis, you'll get a technical specialist who will not only warn you about any possible threats or system issues, but you'll also get a full inventory of your systems along with a site performance evaluation. And at the conclusion of your analysis, we will sit down with you to explain exactly what we have discovered in terms that make sense. This valuable offer is available for a limited time to all business owners. Wouldn't you like to have peace of mind that your technology is stable and secure? Find out why hundreds of companies, like yours, choose NSI as their technology partner. Don't rely on luck. Let NSI help. To schedule your free analysis and see how NSI can help your business strengthen its technological base, call 866-671-0089, extension 204. That's 866-671-0089, extension 204. Call today and find out what it's like to have a true technology partner working for your business. Call 866-671-0089, extension 204.
Ah, springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.
Brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services on 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason. Great to be here with you on your Saturday afternoon. Brad Solomon with you. We'll join precious metals investment strategist Jonathan Rose coming up on The Gold Show. We'll join 99.5 KKLA at Shepherd of the Hills Church for their annual 4th of July Spectacular. The admission is absolutely free. Stop by the KKLA booth for your chance to win